Let's turn to Psalm 65, and I'm going to go to verse 3. I sure am glad we have the Psalms.
Me too.
Aren't you? It's so rich to be able to read a psalm every day. Our sins are too much for us, but you get rid of them once and for all. Blessed are the chosen. Blessed the guest at home in your palace. We expect to fill our fill of good things in your house, your heavenly manse. All your salvation wonders are on display in your trophy room. And what's God's trophy room? The psalmist goes on to describe it. And this is absolutely the most beautiful description of what God has created. It says that God is an earth tamer. Amen? He's an earth tamer. He is an ocean pourer. He is a mountain maker. He is a hill dresser. He is a muzzler of the sea storm and a wave crasher. It says, dawn and dusk take turns calling, come and worship. Man, that is true. I looked at that sunrise this morning, and it was like God was saying, come and worship me. And as we see the moon in the sky, and it is so beautiful, so big, so bright, so shiny, it's saying it's time for evening worship. Amen. I love it. The psalmist goes on to say, oh, visit the earth. Ask her to join in the dance. Deck her out in spring showers. Fill the God River with living water. Paint the wheat fields golden. Creation was made for this. Drench the plowed fields, soak the dirt clods with rainfall as harrow and rake. Bring her to blossom and fruit. Snow crown the peaks with splendor. Scatter rose petals down your paths. All through the wild meadows, rose petals. Set the hills to dancing. Yes. Dress the canyon walls with live sheep, a drape of flax across the valleys. Let them shout and shout and shout.
Amen, amen.
Oh, let them sing. And he says that after he says, verse 3 to 5, our sins too much for us, but you get rid of them once and for all. That God, earth tamer, mountain maker, our powerful God, has the ability to look at our sins and get rid of them all and move them as far as east is from west, that we might walk in freedom walking in his glory. Amen. Blessed are the chosen. We are chosen. That really is, blessed are those who've chosen him. Amen. We are blessed because we've chosen him. Blessed the guest at your home in your palace. We expect to fill our fill of good things in your house, your heavenly manse. All your salvation wonders are on display in your trophy room. Let's stand and let's say these verses with meaning in our hearts. We know who this God is. He's awesome, fabulous, and we love him. Amen. Our sins too much for us, but you get rid of them once and for all. Blessed are the chosen. Blessed the guest at home in your place. We expect our fill of good things in your house, your heavenly manse. All your salvation wonders are on display in your trophy. Amen.